Well, so your mother, you said, graduated from high school?
Yes.
So then that was in Madisonville?
Mm-hmm.
In Madisonville High School?
Mm-hmm.
Did she work here in the store?
When they first came back to Huntsville, she did work. All of the family members worked. And back at that time, all of the stores stayed open very late, particularly on Saturday nights. They would stay open till 9 or so, and then all of them would go maybe to Crockett or Houston or Navasota to dances. And they maintained quite a schedule. Back in that day, they still had the ranch property out north of town, and on Sundays, the men would have to go out and work cattle. So we always spent Sundays out at the, or Sunday afternoons anyway, out at the ranch. And by that time, my grandmother had moved back out there. After the kids got through college, she moved on back to the ranch. And I do not remember too much about her because she died when I was in the first grade in school. But she was a wonderful woman who was as good and kind to her in-law children as she was to her own. And my grandfather then lived probably about 12 to 15 years longer than she did. So I certainly remember him better.
That's right. Now, your husband, though, how old is he?
He is 44. He was born in Waco, attended the Waco Public Schools, and he then attended Arlington State College, which is a part of the University of Texas system. And then he transferred to Sam Houston and received both his bachelor's and his master's degrees here.
What's his master's in?
Sociology.
Here from Sam Houston. Do you remember the house you lived in as a child?
Oh, very well. I surely do. I remember crying when I had to move out of it. And I was in the ninth grade then, so I was pretty big to be affected by the old home place.
Could you draw a floor plan of it?
Well, I can. It will not be good.
I
could probably do it on the typewriter better. All I seem to be able to do well is type. Okay.
That's an art. Something I can't do.
Let's see. I think I'll do it room by room.
All right.
We had a front porch, which was rather long, and then there was a door. Let's see. This will not be good. But there was one entrance here off the porch and one entrance here off the porch. This room was a bedroom. This is my porch line here. I'll lose that. All right. Now wait. This is the guest room right here with the entrance. Okay, then the next room was what we call the hall. It was just a square room. Really?
What'd you use it for?
Oh, I kept a lot of my toys in there, and there was an entrance out of there into the bathroom. I'm sure not going to get this right. That's got to be back down this way, I guess. I don't draw house plans well.
Oh, no, that's fine. Just a rough sketch anyway, really.
All right, this is the bathroom. This is that hall I was telling you about. It's kind of a square room. This was our dining room. And the living room was here. It had French doors between the living room and the dining room. Then, this little hall.